Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Still no answers about the death of a baby in the Crotona Park East section of the Bronx.
The investigation continues surrounding the death of 11-month-old Gisele Mirabel. Cops and EMS found her unconscious inside the apartment at a building here on West Farms Road about 7:45 last night and rushed her over to Lincoln Hospital, but she was dead on arrival. Now, sources are telling me that the child's mother was in the apartment at the time that the officers arrived and is speaking with police. The chief medical examiner will perform an autopsy to determine how this child died and should have results probably by tomorrow. Again, the investigation is ongoing. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Crotona Park East section of the Bronx.
The NYPD is searching for a would-be killer in the Williamsbridge section of the Bronx. Investigators say the victim, a 35-year-old man, was near the intersection of White Plains Road and 219th Street late Friday night when a man came up, pulled a gun, and then fired a shot at him before making a run for it. Fortunately, he missed, and the victim wasn't injured. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Long Island woman could have been the latest victim of a scammer. If it wasn't for the neighbor, you might call her guardian angel.
A vulnerable 73-year-old here in Northport was almost the victim of a scam until her neighbor, Karen Gilligan, walked in to do her daily check and realized the senior, who's in a wheelchair, was not talking to an Amazon rep. Instead, a man stealing gift card information.
He had her take pictures of the scratched off gift card so he could read the numbers.
Gilligan sprang into action, calling a real Amazon rep. She got the $300 back from the day before when the neighbor purchased the gift cards after that scam artist convinced her she needed to do so because her account was compromised.
The biggest advice is Amazon said they will never contact you.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Northport, Long Island.
A double stabbing is under investigation at the Times Square subway station. Police say two teens were on a Q train just before 7 this morning when they got into an argument with a 14-year-old boy who ended up pulling out a knife or some other sharp object, then stabbing one of the other teens in the hand and the other in the stomach. Fortunately, both victims survived and have been hospitalized in stable condition. The suspect was last seen making a run for it out of the station and is still on the loose. Governor Hochul has just announced $646 million in grants for three workforce investment organizations in New York State to help them recruit and train thousands of healthcare, mental health, and social care workers across the state.
This is a generational decision. When the parents work hard and instill that work ethic in their children, like mine did in me, it goes on and on and on. That's the beauty of what we're doing here today.
Hochul says the program will also provide new career advancement opportunities for many current healthcare workers across the state. A Queens woman is under arrest on animal cruelty charges after three dead cats were found living inside among dozens of animals that were living in filth inside her Jackson Heights home. In all, authorities say 56-year-old Elizabeth Grant had more than 20 dogs and cats inside the two-story home, many of them neglected and a few suffering from disease. If convicted, she faces up to 2 years behind bars. Well, those who say there are no free rides didn't hear the latest transit announcement from Governor Murphy. Our Marla Diamond has the details for us, though, now in this live report. Marla.
An end of the summer gift, Linda, announced by Governor Murphy this morning. Fares on all NJ Transit trains, light rail, and bus service will be waived from August 26th through September 2nd. We spoke to commuters at Penn Station. Wendy Hercules from Queens said she was pleased. She said too often this summer she has not gotten home from her job in Summit until midnight.
Well, that's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good gesture.
But writer Kathy Grillo from Manhattan said the timing isn't right.
It's kind of not fair. It's not the right time.
Maybe
it should be September. After Labor Day, when it's not summer. And more people are returning to the office.
Both NJ Transit and Amtrak are working on short-term fixes to their multiple problems, including stepped-up inspections of overhead wires and signals. Long-term improvements include the replacement of those wires, as well as substations and signals. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Penn Station.
Street vendors from across the five boroughs are calling on city lawmakers to approve a proposal aimed at making it easier for more in the industry to make ends meet.
The smallest business owners in the city say they're taking their fights back to the street, marching from Union Square all the way down to City Hall, demanding street vending be more regulated so they can access legal licenses. Guadalupe Sosa says she's fighting for her family.
We've been trying to get a license for about 15 years now. When are they going to give it? What are they waiting for?
Calvin Baker is a vendor from Harlem, and he's been without a license for 35 years. He says the fight to get one is on.
You got people that's been on the waiting list for approximately 20-something years. You got some people that have tax cards and still don't have their license.
These street vendors want their voices heard from the streets all the way to the inside of City Hall. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM from Union Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.